We only have the last few rooms that we have not yet visited on the first floor, which we can access once we go back with the giant. This new space is dedicated to an activity with deep roots in a lot, the nativity scenes. The city and region's tradition of making nativity scenes is rooted back in the 19th century and was consolidated through the School of Fine Arts and the activity of workshops dedicated to the production of the saints, who also became centres of this unique cultural phenomenon that combines religion, folklore and jubilation. The creation of figures for nativity scenes has always been a significant part of the production of the workshops of the city. Over the decades, prestigious figurist artists such as Joseph Berger, father and son Celeste Devesa and Manuel Traete, among many others, have created an iconography of cows, oxen, pheasants and herd boys, kings, pages and holy families, which have been supplied to countless homes across the country and around the world. Among all these names, Ramon Amadeo stands out. Amadeo was a renowned artist who, during the French War, fled from Barcelona, seeking refuge in a lot at the home of some good friends, the Boulos family. His stay made a notable impression, and above all, personal and artistic ties which over the years bore valuable fruit. Ramon Amadeo, author of a large body of work, was a key artist when it comes to explaining the nativity scenes of our region. He is one of the creators of these small fictional scenes with idealized rural images that everyone assembles in their homes. He created paradigms that we all follow more or less faithfully every Christmas when we put up our decorations and the figures in a corner of the dining room of our homes. We started our visit to the Museum of the Saints by getting lost among the statues of the stockroom on the ground floor. To conclude our discovery, we encourage you to spend some time looking at the nativity scene figures we can see in these rooms. We suggest that you note the wealth of details carefully on the larger figures and the smaller ones, and identify each of the pieces, arranged almost like actors on a stage, in group compositions that give them full meaning. Where would we place them in our family nativity scene?